Hi guys, welcome to my podcast about the truth of the American dream. Living in the United States of America has brought to my attention that the American dream is glorified, an ideal that is nothing but overrated. Freedom has the possibility of bringing social mobility, wealth, and stability, but it is not and never will be promised. Our success cannot be measured with that of others, because even though we compare ourselves, there comes a realization that our definition of success can differ in numerous amounts of ways. We are not all the same. We do not all think the same. We may be similar, but not the same. That is why our versions of success are different. Therefore, the American dream is an illusion that is surely not tailored to each and every person living in the United States. A person would be lying if they did not once imagine being rich and famous. It is a staple piece in the lives of Americans. Thus, we cannot escape the fact that there is a rich 1% in America who owns 40% of the country's wealth. Although there are opportunities that exist in a free country, the chance of an ordinary American successfully achieving their American dream is slim to none, and being a minority doesn't help the fact either. A minority has dreams that are far greater than those of anyone else. This is because we are automatically at the near bottom of the social class. However, America has a way of shutting down our hopes and dreams just because of where we are from. We cannot control our ethnicity, so why does the rich 1% delegate us in matters so trivial it seems like it's unacceptable to be a minority? We are so used to being frowned upon it's next to impossible to think of a free country that actually wants us to achieve and live out our dreams of success. However, there are programs that help minorities and aim to close the gap between the privileged and the normal people. People know we sometimes struggle to succeed, and give us a chance to make something of ourselves by accepting us into programs that help us with our education and career. Though, if the American dream was still alive, why do we need these programs? Sure, they give us a foothold to encounter the real world alone, but is it still difficult to believe we can be as successful as the celebrities we see? America gave us a dream that was a promising vision, but that turned into a disappointing illusion. The vision was and is nice to think about, but it is not represented by the individuals of America. We have an American value, but our citizens fall short of correctly expressing it. This maltreatment is attributed to prejudice and lack of sympathy by those who are privileged because of the color of their skin. The American dream is only alive to those with enough wealth to start off the dream, but dead to those who come from backgrounds that don't have the same unspoken accommodations as people who are white. For example, Donald J. Trump likes to reference his ability to become a self-made billionaire, but mentions a small loan of $1 million from his father as a minor detail. He is a success story, but he is not one to represent the entire embodiment of the American dream. Everyone in the country will not get $1 million, and everyone in the country will not become rich and famous. Again, success is different for everyone, but the only version of success that gives us a more than substantial life in America is being extremely wealthy. Though how can we all expect to be wealthy in a country in which almost half the wealth is owned by the rich 1%? The reality is that it is not possible. The American dream is merely a distant memory. Nobody can deny not dreaming of a better life, because there is always a better counterpart to where we are and what we experience. Just like there is someone who is always going to be better than you, there will always be a better life. Since birth, we seek for what we believe to be better. As children, we associate a greater size to be the best and therefore choose large toys or smaller toys. As teenagers, we learn to be attracted to quantity rather than quality and relate price tag to value. The simple case of materialism is what demonstrates us that the American dream died in its making. The people of America taught themselves that bigger is better, but failed to realize that the concept is like a placebo. Thus, those who are privileged enough to be wealthy do not want to share the wealth. Maybe that is why minorities have such a hard time thriving wherever they are. I will admit that well-intentioned people like Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, can and are changing what it means to be wealthy. Bill Gates is a philanthropist, and philanthropy has to start somewhere before it has a possibility of distributing the factors of a better life to everyone, not just in America, but in the entire world. However, that is only a dream, nothing more, nothing less.